Hello everyone, and welcome to this special NESJ podcast in celebration of International Volunteer Day. My name is Ogeneke Renua Olatoye, and I'll be your host for today's conversation. Before we go on, I'll just give a brief on what International Volunteer Day is. It's celebrated globally on December 5th to honor the incredible contributions of volunteers worldwide. Here at NESG, we are committed to fostering an open, inclusive, sustainable, and globally competitive economy. Our guiding principle, in the national interest, underscores the critical role volunteerism plays in addressing Nigeria's unique challenges and harnessing its intense potential. Volunteers have been the backbone of our success, contributing their expertise and passion to advance our goals. Today, we celebrate not only their efforts, but also the idea that volunteering strengthens the fabric of our society, empowering individuals to come together for the greater good of our nation. I am thrilled today to be joined by Bemisola Ibrahim, the Head of Workforce Management and Academy, and Sijoala Olanubi, Head of the Think Tank Department, Operations Department at NESG, and they'll be sharing their insights and experiences regarding volunteering at the NESG. Welcome, Bemi and Siju, and let's dive into this discussion.
Thank you, Kewe.
Thank you, Bemi.
Thank you, Kewe.
Thank you, Siju. My first question will be to Bemi. As someone who's seen the immense contributions of volunteers up close, what would you say to NESG volunteers, past, present, as we celebrate International Volunteer Day?
I'll start by saying happy International Volunteers Day to all volunteers, be it in NESG or elsewhere. You know, volunteers are heroes without capes, and their contributions are very well appreciated. To our NESG volunteers, I'll say thank you. Thank you for the past 30 years plus of volunteering with us. And we see the impact of what you do, you know, and we often don't thank you enough. In fact, we can't even thank you enough. Posterity will also, you know, thank you as well. So, happy International Volunteers Day to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bemi. And just as you've said, volunteers are heroes without capes, and it's truly inspiring to hear how valued our volunteers are and the impact they've made. My next question will be to Siju. Volunteerism has been at the heart of NESG's mission for decades. Can you share any success stories or examples of volunteer-led initiatives that had a significant impact on the NESG?
All right, thank you, Kerry, for that very, very important question. Yes, like you rightly said, volunteers have formed the backbone of, you know, the giant strides that the NESG has recorded in the past and even in recent times. Like you are aware of, and I'm now speaking to the listeners, for those who know about the NESG, we've been around for now over 30 years, starting in 1993 when we had our first national level dialogue, where we brought in public and private sector stakeholders together to agree on various imperatives that would drive the Nigerian economy forward. And we'll be having summit sessions since then. And just this year, we celebrated the 30th edition of the summit. Volunteers have been at the core of that process, at the core of every process at the NESG. Now, to answer your question more specifically, let me say that if we look at the way the NESG, when we talk about the founding years of the NESG, and even dating back to 1993, where private sector leaders met and then began to have some discussion about the need to, for the private sector to begin to speak to the public sector in order to unlock the potential of the Nigerian economy. And that led to the first ever national level dialogue on the economy. And ever since then, we have been. So this process started in 1993, and then we've been having it. And what happens is that year in, year out, we have volunteers serving on the committees. We call it Central Organizing Committee of the Summit Process. wherein we have a cliche at the NSV where we say people pay to serve. And the idea is that volunteers dedicate their time, their resources, and their capabilities to drive many initiatives that will bring about transformation and change in the Nigerian economy. And one of such is the summit process. Then we also have year in, year out, we have permanent structures within the NSG called policy commissions, round tables, committees of practice, and you know, and other structures that we have. And the idea is that within those structures, volunteers drive those, you know, they drive the day-to-day activities of that, of those structures. And what they do is that they bring in their expertise to play across specific thematic issues in the Nigerian economy. At the NSG, what we say is we have working tables and not high tables, and everybody comes to pay to serve, to volunteer in the national interest, and they don't care who takes the glory. So volunteers have been driving this process. They've been at the vanguard of, you know, driving meaningful change through these platforms, policy commissions, committees of practice, roundtables, and other platforms that we have at the NSG, paying to serve the national interest. And in terms of success stories, we'll need another edition, actually, to really deep dive into the success stories that, you know, volunteers have recorded, when we want to, you know, begin to take them one by one. But I'll just give a brief overview to say that dating back to when the NSG was founded, that at that time, the Nigerian economy was closed, and apart from that, there was no guiding philosophy for change or transformation of the Nigerian economy. And then what the NSG did was to bring volunteers together to then articulate the national, the Nigerian Economic Summit, as a premier platform for convening various stakeholders, specifically the private and public sector. That's on one hand. The other part is the summit, the initial edition of the summit, forced the nation into national planning framework, you know, that thinking on national planning. And at the core of that, the NSG through the volunteer network brought the national economic policy analysis and, you know, economic modeling to bear in that process. So what we do, the framework of the summit is based on rigorous economic policy analysis, and also a scorecard of where the economy is. So this then guides deliberations at the summit. And in terms of national planning that I mentioned earlier, over time, volunteers have, you know, been pivotal out to the, for instance, the Vision 2010 framing process, Vision 2020, and even the recent Agenda 2050 that was launched recently. And even the medium-term planning that would then elapse in 2025. So volunteers have been at the core of that, serving various committees, various subcommittees, and driving the process. Then in terms of reforms in the Nigerian economy, the telecoms reforms, the power sector reforms, the pension reforms, you know, the contributory pension scheme that everybody's enjoying now, and other reforms across, you know, even the ports reforms, and even reforms that relate to infrastructure. And in recent times, the trade policy, the investment policy, the national sports industry policy. So volunteers, you know, spending their resources, you know, committing their time, you know, various meetings. Imagine people who have their own normal day job, then committing extra time, you know, tireless, sleepless nights to get these things done. And the impacts, you know, are there to see. So I will just summarize to say that at the core of the NSG's mandate of, you know, driving reforms across various circles of the Nigerian economy, at that core are volunteers serving across various areas. You know, some even come to rapporteur at the summit session, you know, serving various at the summit. And after the summit, then deep dive, you know, working across various thematic areas, across various policy commissions and the likes. So they've been at the core, and this is just to say a big thank you once again. We truly appreciate your efforts, your sleepless nights, all the efforts you put in, you know, your resources, time, and even your capabilities. We can't, if we were to quantify the all what volunteers have put into this process, I know we cannot really pay the volunteers, you know, it will take millions and billions of naira to actually, you know, pay. But the idea is that we understand that we are doing it for the national, based on the national interest, and to advance economic reforms and development of the Nigerian economy broadly. So thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much, Siju. That's an incredible overview, yet in-depth way that volunteers have really impacted the NESG. And hearing about this impactful initiative really highlights the power of collaboration and dedication that volunteers bring to NESG. It also shows the ripple effect this project can have in the broader community. And again, we are reiterating our thanks to our volunteers and saying that we really appreciate you. My next question is to Bemi. And over the years, the landscape of volunteerism has evolved significantly. Now, have you seen these changes at NESG, particularly in terms of volunteer involvement and engagement?
Thank you, Kewe. Over the years, a lot has happened. Over the years, a lot has changed, really, largely in the area of volunteering or volunteerism. You know, and most organizations, NESG not excluded, you know, have adapted their approach to volunteerism. You know, now we see volunteerism more coordinated or better coordinated for accountability and impact measurement. That way, value can be measured. That way, the organization is seeing value. The volunteer that is coming to volunteer to be seeing value, the value both to him or herself, to the organization, and to the community. The community at large, the recipient of the impact, are also seeing value. Why? Because it's recently, or it has, volunteerism has evolved to a point where coordination is better coordination is involved, and the output or outcome of that is value can be measured. And when people see value, when people can point at value, they will come. So that explains the growth in the number of volunteers over the years, because one, it becomes very tangible to them. Even though we say some of those benefits are intangible, but when you can count your blessings, it becomes tangible, you know, whether it is physical or not physical. So that's one. And another thing is technology. In recent times, the disruption in the area of technology has also impacted volunteerism positively, you know, and the NESG is not left out. And so we now use digital platforms, you know, to drive volunteerism. And it's even easier, better. Awareness, you know, goes out better. People in the comfort of their homes or in the comfort of their spaces on their digital devices or their mobile phones, they click on a social media platform, they see flyers, they see all those adverts out there, you know, either calling for a volunteer or displaying a social impact project, you know, and they are encouraged to join. Another thing is the society over time has evolved to a point where social impact or volunteering has become very natural, especially to youths, to the youth population. And NYC, I give kudos to NYC. NYC has done a lot in this area, because naturally any young adult that goes through that scheme, naturally you are gingered, you are encouraged, you know, for community project, for the well-being of the space where you've been posted to. You know, it's not compulsory for them to be on certain project, but you see them willing, you know, to go on those projects. And when they come out of that scheme, you know, it becomes natural to them. And I'm going to emphasize value, you know, beyond NESG, even on with smaller NGOs, you see people volunteering, even people without a platform, volunteering for impact within a community. And you see there's a lot happening in the, you know, within the economy. So to address the problems of poverty, education, you know, healthcare sector, you see people volunteering to support one another in what I would say communal living. So yes, NESG over the years, you know, in the space of volunteering or volunteerism, we've adapted technology into what we use. now we have a database, you know, where we, or a management system where it's easy to track volunteers. People can enroll. It's easy to also track their progress and also communicate, you know, to them. Easily our volunteers get communications, from us. Also on this topic of volunteerism, over the years, how it has evolved, I would say it has become an integral part of being a professional or operating as a business. You know, you see a lot of organizations, you know, CSR is core to what they do. And at the heart of CSR is volunteerism, an organization, you know, encouraging their people to support social impact activities, social impact projects. And even in NESG here, our staff are not left out. While we rely on the strength, on the resourcefulness of our volunteers, but we also encourage our staff also to be a part of, you know, this project. And that's what we call the volunteering side of the work, you know, that they have signed up for. And so volunteerism over the years has evolved. It has become more acceptable and easy than before. One, because of technology. Two, because of the value that people are seeing, you know, from it. And it's also even interesting that in schools these days, and in the junior schools, I mean the secondary schools, you now see that volunteering is part of their extracurricular activities or community service requirement. You see them, it on their activity calendar for the term. You'll see volunteering activity there, you know. So back to the NESG, over the years we've evolved. It's now easier for us to map our volunteers per skill area. You know, it's easier for us to map them per areas of interest. And it's also easier for us now to communicate to them en masse, you know, thanks to technology. You know, the ability to put out information and for you to reach the audience and for them to even respond to you, you know, sometimes in real time, you know, sometimes we take that for granted. So volunteerism has become, you know, easier over the years, and people, we see the value. And like I said, it's in three ways. One, to the organization that puts up the platform. Two, to the individual volunteering. And three, to the community or to the beneficiaries of the social impact. Importantly, volunteerism is now vital for professional development for people. So at any stage of people's career, you know, volunteerism or volunteering aids their growth. You know, people that want to either network, people that want to pivot into other spaces, into other career spaces, or explore other career options. Volunteering is, you know, a typical or a good way. Or people that want to, like what we do here, nation building, people that want to contribute, you know, to building our dear country. You know, I would say that over the years, volunteerism has become that household, you know, terminology in the professional space. And why? Because of the value that people derive from it, and the value that the platform, the owners of the platform also derive from it, and the society, I mean, the community, they enjoy the impact as well. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Bemi. That was quite an extensive explanation on how we have seen changes at the NESG in particular. And it's clear that volunteerism is constantly adapting to new changes and opportunities, especially you highlighting the volunteer management system as a strategy NESG has implemented to maintain high levels of volunteer engagement, communication, and also ensuring that they're carried along on the NESG's work and the progress, and also stating that staff is not left behind. I mean, there's so much you can get paid for, but doing the work in national interest requires a lot of interest and enthusiasm, and I'm sure we can see that at the NESG. So thank you very much. My next question is to Siju. Siju, as we look to the future, volunteerism reminds us of the vital role it plays in building a stronger society. In your opinion, what role does volunteerism play in building a more inclusive future for Nigeria?
All right, thank you so much. I think volunteerism is very, very, very crucial. Why? Because an individual or groups of individuals that volunteer towards national development are those, now I'm speaking about those that do so, without vested interest, right? An individual that volunteers or group of individuals that volunteer in the national interest are those that care about the nation, passionate about national development, and that place the national interest above every other interest to start with. So if an individual says, I want to volunteer, right, with regards to national development, whether through the NSG or other platforms that can help them achieve that process, such an individual or group of individuals are those that have placed the national interest above every other personal vested interest, any other interest that is, you know, against the development, that might be against the development of the nation, or any other interest that would, you know, prevent them from actually, you know, putting in their time, resources, and anything they have to drive meaningful change, meaningful reforms in the Nigerian economy. So it's quite critical. And this issue is very vital now, because we live in a society that is very based on self-interest. While it's not bad for people to have self-interest, every individual has self-interest, but the negative part of the find ourselves as a society is that this, you know, self-interest is that which is placed mostly above national interest, and that's why we've seen, you know, over time, we've seen people, you know, in various position of authority, people in placed in where they could actually bring about transformation of the Nigerian economy, but failed to do so. And one of the reasons, among others, is because the lack of, you know, the national interest, lack of a passion to drive change. So if somebody is volunteering, I mean, not being paid, there is no financial incentive attached to it. Of course, there could be other incentive, the passion to drive, but when there's no financial interest and somebody decides to, then such an individual is quite committed to developing the nation. And we need more people like that, people who act always, you know, place the nation's interest above their interest, you know, above any selfish interest they might have. You know, we need such, and it is when we have a core group, start with a core group, and then we have it then evolves into a large group of people across all states in the nation. It is when we have such people and that are united with a strong vision of developing Nigeria, that's when we can have change. So we need volunteers across, people who are not, you know, holding on to themselves, because the issue is that when people hold on absolutely to, you know, their vested interest, selfish interest, and interest that will not actually drive, that is when, you know, we begin to see national interest being trampled on the feet, and we will not have the change we have. And that has been the story of our nation. So we need more people like we have. At the NSG, we have over 1,000, you know, volunteers serving across different roles, communities of practice, policy commission, and even serving, you know, within our summit process. We know we're having our summit, you know, in the planning and also in the execution. So we have volunteers working at the NSG year in, year out, and they've actually, while we have, you know, our staffs that are being paid, the volunteers have been at the core of our success stories when it comes to impact, when it comes to impact in terms of reform and policy change. So volunteerism is critical to national development, because when somebody volunteers, such an individual, you know, has placed the national interest above his own self-interest. And that's why the person is saying, even though I'm not being paid, even though I may not be recognized, you know, when, for instance, the policy is being drafted, my name will not be there, for instance, you know, things that normally people would want, you know, to have. Say, I don't want that, you know, I don't care who takes the glory of what I'm doing. All what I want is to do what I'm doing in the national interest, to serve the national interest, you know, give my capabilities, my time, my resources. Then when we have more people like that, that is where we can actually drive, because at the root of what we have as a development challenge in the country is vested interest, you know, rent-taking behaviors. And that is why. So volunteering is critical to help us, you know, address these issues. But like I mentioned earlier, the key, not just people volunteering for, you know, negative interests, but people who volunteer in the national interest, putting aside their own vested interests, putting aside their own self-interests. But like we normally say at the NESG, if your own personal interests aligns with national interest, is good. Because this is not to say people should not have their own personal interests, you know, in driving reforms in the economy, what they feel change should look like. But we're saying let it be aligned with the national interest. Let it not be, you know, in conflict with national development. Thank you.
Thank you for that insightful perspective. Thank you for that insightful perspective, Sejo. It's inspiring to see how volunteerism can drive inclusivity, which is at the heart of the NESG's mission. And thank you for showing us how the NESG has inspired people to take up this mantle within the within Nigeria, within their communities, and in every little way possible. And we hope that people see the light in volunteerism, and like we say, we do not really care who takes the glory, but understand that it's for the betterment of the nation, and we can say the world at large. So thank you very much for that. My next question is to Bemi. What message do you have for individuals or professionals who might be considering volunteering with the NESG?
I would say that our doors are open always. Let me start from there. NESG is a good place to volunteer. So if you are out there and you want to volunteer your time, you want to volunteer your expertise into a course that you so much believe in, I would say visit our page, visit our website, view all the policy commissions that we have, and importantly, enroll via the VMS. There is a link on the website where you can, you know, enroll as a volunteer. Once you enroll, you will automatically enter into a process. So the process will expose you to the different areas where you can volunteer within the NESG. And you will see that regardless of the stage where you are in career, whether you're a starter or you are a veteran, regardless of where you are, yes, you're welcome. You can volunteer with us. You know, and they just like the way we run our cycle, volunteer cycle, there's room for you to grow. So you can start from wherever you are, you know, even if you are a C-level, you know, executive, you're welcome. If you are a starter, you're welcome. If you're a mid-level or a professional, you're welcome. And our structure is such that you will always fit in. You will fit in. And naturally, this is not to put your word forward, but naturally, you know, because of the growth you will see, the self-fulfillment that you will also see, it's you'll be encouraged to even stay. And we pride ourselves in saying we've kept some of our volunteers for over 30 years, or close to 30 years. So it's a good environment if you want to volunteer. And of course, it's a good brand to associate with. So yes, our doors are open. You're welcome. And to volunteer, yes, you can visit our website, nesru.org, www.nesru.org. There's a link to volunteer there. Fill in the form. Automatically, you will enter the process of, you know, being enrolled to volunteer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Bemi has admonished us to join the NESG's volunteering system, and let's see how together we can make this work. And my question goes to Sejo. As we celebrate decades of volunteer support and impact at NESG, what would you say to NESG volunteers past and present?
Well, Thank you. Just to appreciate them for their efforts, like I've said already, they pay to serve, meaning that they devote their time, their resources, and their capabilities, you know, to drive reforms, policy change initiatives across their thematic areas. And just to say thank you so much for what you've done, because what we are doing now, for instance, for those that have served in the past, what we're doing now is building on what you've actually bequeathed for us. the foundations that you created for us, the foundation of a free market economy, the foundation of democracy, democratic governance, the national interest, all the foundational principles was created by volunteers who served in various capacities over the years since 1993. I want to thank you for this because many would say, oh, the NESG has been around for so many years. You have a large pool of volunteers. You have, you know, even staff members. What have you achieved in the Nigerian economy? We still have challenges. But what we normally say is that if you look at the counterfactual, meaning that without the efforts of our volunteers, without the effort, what they actually, you know, done, the sacrifices they've made, might not be here today. Because there was once a time in Nigeria that the economy was closed. There was once a time in Nigeria that we didn't have reforms across critical sectors of the economy. There was once a time, you know, that all when you talk about evidence-based policymaking, didn't exist in Nigeria at some point. It was the NESG, through its volunteer workforce, that decided to say that we need to put economic policy analysis at the heart of national development planning, you know, and that we need to commit to national development planning, that you cannot, you know, transform an economy that does not have a plan for change, a plan for development. You know, so the volunteers, we really appreciate you at the NSD on this on this day that, you know, they have been celebrated across the world. We say to the volunteers at the NSD, thank you so much. And to our current volunteers, what we would say is that, you know, we'd like you to just take some inspiration, you know, from volunteers in time past, and to say that all your efforts will not be in vain. If you look back many years from now, you'll be glad to say that you know, participated in transforming this sector, participated in reforming this institution, you know, and you'll be able to say to your children, be able to say to generations, you know, yet unborn, generations coming, that you were part of the success story of, you know, transforming the Nigerian economy. Just to say that, yes, we know that the, you know, when it comes to the reform cycle, it takes a lot of time. You might have been on it for 8 years trying to drive reforms in a particular area, and yet it hasn't, you know, happened. You might be there 10 years, but at the NSG, we used to keep the dialogue going, to keep it. So we want to encourage you. We understand reform fatigue might set in for some of you, but we want to say that let's continue. We want to say that you have our support at the secretariat, and that we believe that if we keep at it, we'll see change, just like the volunteers that we've had in time past, you know, were able to drive change by, you know, just continuing and being driven by that vision of a new Nigeria, vision of reforms across sectors of the Nigerian economy, different vision of an inclusive development across Nigeria, vision of growth and inclusive development in Nigeria. So I want to say thank you so much, and we do not take all your efforts for granted. We appreciate you, and we say thank you once again. You know, in this, we're celebrating this unique day of volunteerism across the globe. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Siju. And I don't know if Bemi has any closing remarks, or as we look ahead, any key messages you would like the current volunteers to carry forward, on how they can further amplify their impact. Just like a closing remark from you, Bemi.
I would like to say a happy International Volunteers Day to them again, and to say that they should continue to volunteer. You know, they shouldn't get tired of volunteering. And as much as to our existing volunteers, as much as we try to put structures in place for them to have a sense of belonging within the NESG, it's one community that we've been building over the years and continue to build. We encourage them to come closer. The summit house is here. Our volunteers are encouraged to visit, you know, anytime they're in this part of town. You know, we are hoping to receiving them in person. And to those that are not fully engaged, they associate with us, they associate with our brand, but not fully engaged. We also encourage them to do more. It's worth it. It's worth every time or every resource that you commit into this. Most importantly, I would like to say thank you once again to all volunteers. You know, we appreciate you. Thank you, Kewe.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Bemi. Thank you, Siju, for such an insightful and inspiring contribution. And to my dear listeners and dearest volunteers, we've heard it all today. Volunteerism is not just about giving back. It's about shaping the future, fostering innovation, and driving meaningful change. Our guests today have said, commit to national development planning, continue to volunteer. You are transforming Nigeria through your actions, and they are not going to go unnoticed. To all our NESG volunteers, past, present, and if I must say future, thank you for your invaluable contributions. Your dedication and expertise have made all the difference and will make the difference that we hope to see in the future. We encourage you to consider volunteering for those who are yet to volunteer with us with NESG or within your communities, and together we can create more inclusive and sustainable future. To volunteer with us, you can check out our website www.nesgroup.org, and you will be put through the volunteering process, just as Bemi has said. Thank you for joining us on this special edition of the NESG podcast. Until next time, take care and keep making a difference. And once again, happy International Volunteers Day. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.